Art, what is the fate of Key Arena, and why should the lead investor of a new arena, Chris Hansen, care?
Well, it's because the city cares. The city still has a building that is a centerpiece of the Seattle Center, which is supposed to be Seattle's front porch. So they want it active. They want it to draw people to other places in the center and to the businesses in the lower Queen Anne area. So they're trying to find life after the Sonics for it. And they only have two sports tenants, the WNBA Storm and Seattle University men's basketball. The rest of the time, it's concerts, ice shows, meetings. And it isn't that it isn't break even, because Clay Bennett took care of that. The only good thing that he did when he stole the Sonics from Seattle and moved them to Oklahoma City was buy down the debt of the remodel in 1995. But it is in need of constant upgrades and improvements. And that's part of the deal that Chris Hansen agreed to. He is going to dedicate $5 million to improvements independent of what he's already committing to do to upgrade it for Sonics purposes. If indeed a team arrives there, he is going to need 2 to 3 years, and probably 3 years, of temporary housing. But the city asked for and got $5 million from Hansen to do things that every tenant would benefit from.
If the city does get this new arena, in addition to having an NBA team and potentially an NHL team, it would also have kind of the tier one concerts at that arena as well. So that would leave the Key Arena with second tier events.
And the possibility is that the Storm and Seattle U could move to the new arena. So in order to anticipate that potential, because I think that's probably what's going to happen, the city also got another $2 million out of Hansen to study a new purpose for Key Arena, because it really is going to have a limited viability even for concerts. Miley Cyrus travels with a 5-truck entourage of stuff that can't fit into Key Arena, never will be able to be remodeled to fit into that particular footprint. And if they don't have any sports tenants, there's no point in having it be a sports facility. So the $2 million is dedicated to try to study what could be alternative uses for that building if they don't want to tear it down.
So you're thinking in the long run, the Storm may end up at a new arena if the city gets one. Let's talk about them at Key Arena, just reminding people how the Storm ended up staying.
Well, they stayed when a group of women bought the club from Clay Bennett for $10 million. He was going to take them to Oklahoma. And in addition to their investment, the city is paying $300,000 a year, a subsidy to keep the Storm in the building, and it hasn't raised any I-91 issues yet. In exchange, the Storm provide what's known as community benefits, meet and greets, and getting their players out into the community. The point being that the Storm has a choice to make, but they're staying neutral. They don't want to say anything bad about Key Arena because they're a tenant and they want good relations with the city that's subsidizing them. But they also want to be where it's happening, which would be in 2016, perhaps, at the new arena, and so would Seattle U. So I think you're looking at a way through the environmental impact study to explain to Seattle why Key Arena is no longer viable as a sports facility. And I think that's what's going to come out of this, but they have to spend money to prove it to people who can't understand how that's going to work.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.